Hello, and welcome to the Write Club podcast, where we take you behind the pages and into the fascinating world of writing. I'm Mary, and this is Beth, and we're part of the team at Writing Magazine and Writers Online. Hi, Beth, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. I'm really excited about today's episode because it's our first book club chat.
That's right. Every month, we're choosing a book that was featured in the latest issue of Writing Magazine to read and discuss.
Yeah, so today it's fantastic debut novel from Roisin O'Donnell, which is called Nesting. And it's just actually been announced that it's been longlisted for the Women's Prize for Fiction, which is incredible. Roisin wrote an article for us in the March issue of Writing Magazine. So we're just going to read the first paragraph of that article because it just introduces the book really nicely. It all started with a single word. In between lockdowns in 2020, I received a commission to write a short story for radio. I could write about anything I wanted, but my story had to somehow be connected with the word independence. We were approaching the centenary of Irish independence, and writers were asked to think about what independence meant to them 100 years later. This was at the height of the pandemic, with people confined to their homes, the media telling us to stay safe and stay home. I thought about the statistics that I'd heard on the radio about the number of families in emergency accommodation and reports that I had read on the number of calls to Women's Aid. Most tellingly, how these calls had been dropped during lockdown and peaked immediately afterwards. I thought of what that meant about those women who have been unable to call. Stay safe and stay home, we were told. But what if home was the least safe place you could be?
I'd like to read the book blurb here too before we start our discussion. On a bright spring afternoon in Dublin, Cara Fey makes a split-second decision that will change everything. Grabbing an armful of clothes from the washing line, Cara straps her two young daughters into her car and drives away. Head spinning, all she knows for certain is that home is no longer safe. This was meant to be an escape, but with dwindling savings, no job, and her family across the sea, Cara finds herself adrift, facing a broken housing system and the voice of her own demons. As summer passes and winter closes in, she must navigate raising her children in a hotel room, searching for a new home, and dealing with her husband Ryan's relentless campaign to get her to come back. Because leaving is one thing, but staying away is another. What will it take for Cara to rebuild her life? Can she ever truly break away from Ryan's control? And what will be the cost? If you haven't read the book and you'd like to, and how could you not, go and read it immediately and then come back and listen. I'd hate to spoil it for anyone. And at the end of our discussion, we'll be telling you how you could win a copy of the book, so stay tuned. Beth, would you recommend this book to anyone? What kind of reader do you think would most enjoy it?
I absolutely would recommend it, and I genuinely think any kind of reader would enjoy it because, I mean, we have so many discussions in the office about what kind of books we enjoy reading, and I'm very much a thriller, crime kind of reader. So to me, when I read the back of the book, the blurb, I just kind of thought like, okay, this is going to be a nice, like, maybe fluffy, as you would describe it, book that I'm gonna just go along with, basically. But I found the way that she wrote it really spoke to me as well, from somebody who likes the suspense and the thriller kind of genre. So yeah, I genuinely think anybody would be happy to read that. Doesn't matter what kind of genre you're into.
I thought it was going to be more of a me book, but we both loved it, didn't we?
Yeah, I really
We normally
enjoyed
read
it.
anything that's really suspenseful, so but I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was good. And I feel like the way that she wrote it did make you kind of get to the end of the chapter and be like, okay, I can't put this down. I gotta keep reading.
Definitely.
And did you find the way she wrote it, did you find that the style of the writing easy or hard to read?
Yeah, I found it a really easy read. I read it really quickly. I think part of that's because you just want to know what happens. It's so suspenseful. I was really invested in the characters. I really wanted her to be okay. And yeah, it was really easy. I felt like it was one of those books that kind of reads itself.
Yeah, definitely. And it didn't take long to get into at all. I feel like by the first few pages, I was hooked already, and I knew that it was going to be a book that I enjoy. And I think the first few pages of a book is always like the tell, isn't it? And if I find that slow, I know it's going to be a bit of a slog and I'm going to struggle to get through it. But she really just like hooked me in straight away.
The beginning's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Who was your favorite character? Did you identify with any of the characters?
It's a good question. I think probably the main character's sister. I think probably I identified with her the most, purely because I think of my older sister, and if she was in that situation, I would act the exact same way in which Kara's sister did, in that she was very protective and she'd be there at a drop of a hat to make sure she was okay. So I think, not that my sister's been through anything like this, but if she ever had been through something like that, then that's definitely how I would approach it. And yeah, it's just, it really, like, some of the situations really got to me, in that Ryan really was manipulating how Kara was, like, thinking, like, her own thoughts. He was really getting inside her head and making her doubt herself. And I've been in a couple of situations before where I've had that happen to me, and it really triggered me to be like, oh, it's making me really angry that that person is being able to have that power over somebody else.
Yeah, she wrote that character so well. I think he was so awful, and you knew that no one else was seeing that. It was like we were in Kara's world, and no one else really was because of the coercive control side of it. You know, from the outside, he looked like such a great guy, but he was just awful.
And who do you think your favorite character is?
Well, I really liked Kara, and being a mum, I really identified with the situation. And I think you can absolutely tell that the author is a mother, with young children, because she wrote that so well, from the kind of the fast pace of everything, and also how it can be quite boring sometimes when you're having to clean and sort them out, and you know, anything to keep them quiet. So she kept putting on little videos on the iPad and stuff, and it was the way she described all of that was absolutely brilliant, I thought.
Yeah, I suppose, like you say, with you being a mum having children in yourself, you're the best critic for that, because you know what it's like. And if she's trying to say that it's like all suns and rainbows, it's not going to be as very authentic or real, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. Because there can be a bit of a claustrophobic element to having really little kids as well. And obviously, a lot of the themes in the book were about that, about feeling quite trapped. And so I think the two things together was such an interesting, she really portrayed that really well, I thought.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think from the other side of it as well, it shows, hopefully, that it's going to inspire quite a lot of people as well. Because out of, well, her as a character, she thinks she has to be with this person because she has no other option. And she does, like you say, feel trapped. And the fact that she's taken that kind of courage, and the fact that she has left before and she has gone back to him, to then be like, right, no, this is the final straw. And that's such a common thing to happen with in these toxic relationships that are quite manipulative, is that they do go back to them, and these people might think, or they might resonate with that and be like, oh yeah, that's me, and I do keep going back to him, to show that actually you're not trapped and you do have that willpower and you can, like, stay out of this relationship. I suppose that, yeah, that's really inspiring.
Definitely. And one of the scenes in the book that I thought was most powerful was when she goes to the airport, because she's in Dublin and her family are in England. So she takes the kids, she goes to the airport, she's going to go home to her mum and her sister. And as she gets there, they've put a lock on her, well, her husband's put a lock on the kids' passport, so she can't get out of the country. And that was the moment where you thought, oh God, what's she going to do now? And
Yeah.
yeah.
It
That
just
I
shows the,
remember.
like, the extent of her, like, of the power that he had as well, and the control.
Yeah, and really clear thinking as well to do that. And he
Awful.
knew what she was going to do. And
And the fact that he kept turning around and being like, oh, your parents have put this into your head, your family are doing this, they're turning you against me. And then she questioned herself, like, yeah, they don't like him, but do they have a reason to not like him? Or do they not like him because of what I've told him? Have I twisted it? Have I made it seem worse than what it is? And she's like constantly second guessing herself. And I think the fact that she's doing that shows how, like, manipulative he was. And then she is almost in her head like, oh, you know what? Maybe I do listen to my family too much.
yeah.
Oh, God, it aggravates me.
Yeah. She's been so cut off that she doesn't know what her own thoughts are anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually funny because obviously it's been a little while since we finished the book, and the fact that like the passions in our voice of how like much it irritated us this character and how awful he was, that it's still coming across shows how well it was written.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, how thought-provoking did you find the book? And did it change your opinion about anything? Did you learn anything new?
From being in similar, not similar situations as in having children and wanting to leave that kind of relationship, but having had quite a rubbish relationship in the past, and a lot of those things husband was doing, I'd experienced, and it was quite triggering for me because I was like, oh God. And it also made me feel like, oh, I'm not the only person that this has happened to. Obviously not to the extent of like, luckily I don't ha didn't have children with this person, and it wasn't to the point where we were even living together, so managed to get out of it quite easily. But like, there could have been another situation where I might not have been able to get out of that as easily, and it did make me think like, what would I do if that was me? Because I know little old me on my own, who's very independent and doesn't have anybody to that depends on them, to me, other than the dogs, obviously. To me, I could just pack my bags and go, and I'm the only person that I'm going to affect. So, okay, that's fine. You'll survive, won't you? But then to think about what you would do if you had children in that same situation, what would you do? You think you'd be able to do something like that? Because obviously, you've got like children in the picture. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, again, the fact that she couldn't go to her family was the hardest bit, because that's, I think, what most women would do if they could, go to their mum. But the one of the things about the book that I really didn't know much about was the housing situation and the fact that she couldn't get a house, so she ended up in the hotel, didn't she, in this sort of emergency accommodation. And that really changed the way that I would think about things. I think, I think you might judge someone who is in that situation and think, that they could have done something different in their life to not be in that situation. But the fact that Cara was there, and that was really the only thing that was available to her was this hotel room.
It's like you say, it was she's such a normal person. She seems like she's got such a lovely, like normal family. And you don't normally think of people in those situations as, oh, she did have a lovely house. She's not lost a job. It's not a situation that you would see as being like unheard of. She was in a very normal situation of leaving a relationship, and the fact that she couldn't get anything to help her. Yeah, that's awful. But I loved the other families in the hotel as well, that were all
I
pulling
did.
together and helping each other. And yeah, I thought that was really quite sweet and wholesome. And when she actually got her house and she was inviting them all over to come see it and go to the, was it one of her daughter's birthday parties, and it had them all over in her new house, it was a really nice touch to show that like these people really, they had nothing. They're obviously really down to earth, to the point where she's like, yeah, I'm going to keep these in my life.
Yeah, she made a really good friend, didn't she?
Oh, and did you know much about the book before picking it up? And was there anything that surprised you?
Yeah, well, I just read the article that we had in Writing Magazine, and it definitely looked like something that I would enjoy reading. But yeah, it was a lot more tense and fast-paced than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be quite, kind of a slow exploration of just someone's life, really. I didn't expect the fast-paced anxiety. Like, I actually couldn't sleep one night. I left it at a real critical point, and I was really worried about her. I really wanted her to be safe.
I love that when the writing is that good that you really like, you think the characters are real, and you're like, yeah, no, I've got to get to the next part, and hopefully she'll be okay.
Was there a scene that stuck with you particularly?
I think what you mentioned about the airport, absolutely, because it's just, you wouldn't even think that that would have been something that somebody would be able to do. And then the other one was when she went to the extreme lengths of being dropped off because her husband was adamant that he had to take her home, and she didn't want him to know where they were staying, so went through the length of getting them to be dropped off at a friend's house, saying, yeah, that's where we're staying, and waiting there until he'd left. lived, and then making that insane trip on public transport for such a long amount of time to get back to the hotel just to, one, get away from him, and two, not give away where they were living.
Yeah.
I think that really stuck with me because it just showed the extremity of it, didn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. What about the book's title? I thought that was really interesting because it's called Nesting, and there are a lot of sort of bird and nest imagery within the book.
Yeah, I found that really nice. It's very different to anything that I've read before, actually. And immediately when I read the title, I was expecting maybe somebody pregnant, getting their life ready before the child was born. That was my immediate thought of what I was like, okay, this is what the book's going to be about. But yeah, so it was a nice surprise. And there was a lot more depth to the book than I was expecting as well. But yeah, what did you think about like all of the imagery?
Yeah, I loved it. I'm going to read this bit actually that I really liked, because there's a part in the book where the husband rescues or steals possibly a nest full of baby birds, and then he's keeping them, and it's a really interesting analogy, and it's all quite disturbing. And then they try give them back to someone who can look after them properly. And the guy says to them, "Crows prefer a fork in an oak's wide branches or a rocky precipice, but if neither are available, a house will do. Houses can be cliff faces. If you're a bird, the nest is pretty much the most dangerous place you can be. Sure, predators know where to find you." And I thought that was just brilliant because her house isn't safe. And then there's a whole thing about trying to build a home in society's cracks, because she really wants to highlight the housing crisis that's going on in Ireland and elsewhere as well. So I thought that was a brilliant paragraph.
Yeah, I really liked that one as well. As well as the fact that these birds, well, they started off as birds, ended up just being the last one that was still alive. The fact that that lovely house that she had, that she'd put so much love, care, time, effort into to make it their her and her children's home, after she left, the bird had destroyed everything. Because this bird was trying to escape and was trapped and was like tethered on a bit of string and was scratching the walls, and there was bird poo everywhere and all sorts of things. It not only did it show that obviously the bird wanted to leave and this Ryan wasn't looking after it properly, which is what she said, that he wouldn't look after her children and she was so scared to leave them overnight. Without her there, the whole place was crumbling because she was the only person looking after that house and raising the children, and without her, there was nothing.
It was a real it was really disgusting when she went back to the house, wasn't it? That one time he'd really let everything go, and yeah, it was horrible.
But then he would always blame her and make her feel like she wasn't good enough. And I feel like that probably gave her a bit of reassurance as well that she'd made the right decision, because she was saying that like the kids, the girls had been sitting in the same clothes the whole time. Yeah, not very nice.
No. There was another lovely bit of imagery that I liked as well, when Cara and the children meet quite a few interesting characters in their new life. And they meet a family at a soft play centre, I think it is, and they're travelling acrobats, which was really interesting little side note in the thing. And she goes to watch one of their performances, and one of the things is a woman in a box, and she has to get out of the box, which was very which was brilliant. And she says, she realizes now that she's never really been interested in how the woman gets into the box. She only ever wanted to know how she'd get herself out. And I love that, because it wasn't judging Cara for choosing the wrong guy and not seeing the signs. It was just, what do we do now? It was a very positive book in lots of ways, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. It had really nice theme behind it, didn't it? That there was a lot of aspects that we were reading that it was all about being trapped. But it was really nice to see the more light-hearted bits of hope, like you say, the family that were living next door in the hotel and all the people that were there for her. They weren't, like you say, judging her. They
No.
weren't like, oh well, the guy's an idiot, leave him. They were genuinely just trying to help her,
Yeah.
which is really nice.
There's another bit where she talks about how her mum always loved birds, and she said something about the chorus. The dawn chorus is a way for the birds to tell each other they've survived the night. I'm still here. I made it through.
That
That
was
was,
right at the end, weren't it? Yeah, such a good ending. It's a good, I really hope people that are listening to this haven't read the book. Or I mean, sorry, have read the book, because otherwise we've just given away the ending.
I really hope people have gone off and read it as well, because I absolutely 100% recommend it.
Yeah, so would I, so would I. If it were to be adapted into a movie, do you think it would be getting nominations and a really like thought-provoking movie?
I was thinking more a series, actually. I was thinking
Okay.
along the lines. I know there's been a lot of really good Irish series recently that I've enjoyed. Like The Dry, and oh, there's loads that I've really loved. Bad Sisters. So I can see it in that kind of setting, in beautiful Dublin. And then, yeah, I can definitely see it on the screen.
Yeah, definitely. I think as well, the parts of the book are all, I mean, like you say, it's really fast paced and it's kind of set over a year, and they go through all of the different seasons of the year, don't they? Which it helps make it be so fast paced, but also that for a series or a film where you can see the growth. Obviously, we have in our imaginations what everything looks like and how these children are growing up with their mum, but we're just making it up in with our own imagination. So to be able to see that in a film or a series actually would be, it'd be really hard to make it as good as the book,
It would.
but it would be awesome to see.
Yeah, I think visually it would be amazing, because what we didn't mention is she's actually pregnant throughout the whole of the book as
Yes,
well.
of course. Yeah, she just found out right towards the start, didn't she?
That was
That,
kind of one of the things that made her want to leave, wasn't it?
yeah, made her realize that she can't be bringing another baby into the world, into a broken family as such.
Yeah.
And that was another thing that he used against her as well, in that the baby was dependent on her to be breastfed, and she was the mum, she was the important one. So the fact that he couldn't be the important one in that scenario, or turn him against his mum, because he wouldn't understand, he was a newborn baby, it almost made him become less and less important.
That's really true.
Who would you put as Kara then in the movie?
Oh, I don't know. See, I've got all the actresses from Bad Sisters in my head, so.
Did you ever watch, is it The Maid or The Housemaid? It's a very similar, it's a series
I think I've seen,
theme.
was it on Netflix? I think I have seen.
Yeah, I think it was, and she was trying to get jobs cleaning, and I can't remember if she had a child or whether, I can't remember the ins and outs of it, but whoever played her would be great because she's done something similar before. Yeah, I don't know who else I would put.
I saw her as she was blonde in my head.
She was in
Pretty in a
mine as
very
well, actually.
conventional, yeah. And then the friend from the hotel, she was kind of darker haired and really skinny and kind of, yeah, a bit
I
more.
gave her a bob, actually.
Or she had her hair tied up in a bun in my head.
It's funny, isn't it, how you make up these characters in your own head. It'd be interesting to see how Roisin pictured them.
I also loved the. Was he a Spanish
Oh,
student that she
the
got
boy
friendly with?
working in the hotel that was trying to learn Irish.
Yeah, he was a great.
I thought them two were going to like really end up together.
I'm glad they didn't, though, because I thought that would be a bit too easy.
Bit cliche, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, they got a good friendship. They went away together as well, didn't they?
Yeah, with all his friends. And then she,
Yeah.
that was lovely, because there was a whole thing about how she used to travel. In contrast to how small her life had become, she used to love to travel, and then spending time with these foreign exchange students was just so lovely for her to see that the world was open again, I think.
Oh, it was such a nice, like, light-hearted book when you got to the end. Throughout it, we were like, this is traumatizing. Like, this poor girl, I just wanted to be okay. But then you got to the end, and it's kind of like, you can breathe now. She's okay. We made it. And it felt like you kind of went on that journey with her a little bit.
Absolutely. Have you thought about where they'd be now?
I feel like they'd be still in Ireland, because I know there was a part where it was like, oh, should I take them back over to the UK? But I feel like that's where she's built her home now, and that's where she feels comfortable. But I feel like she's working her own hours. She's not working for anybody. She's doing tutoring for people, and she's like fully booked. Maybe had to hire an admin person, and like really successful. Got herself a nice 3-bedroom house, maybe, and no sign of Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think he probably would still have to be in the picture in some way. They'd have to have some kind of co-parenting. Although maybe not actually, because he kidnapped the baby, didn't he, at the end? I've just remembered that.
Yeah, that's the thing, and that's what, like, it's hard, isn't it? And obviously, not having been in that situation yourself, you try to think like you would co-parent for the sake of the kids, but when you think of what he did to those children when they were left on their own with him,
Yeah.
that's not doing what's best for the kid.
No.
The best thing for them is to have a supportive mother who doesn't put them in situations where they are being neglected.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd twist it. And then he's got that awful family that were behind him as well. And so I think she's going to still have some battles going on. But I think ultimately she's
Yeah.
making her own life.
Maybe she's met a new fella
Yeah.
she's having a little flirt with.
Because she's still like such a young woman. No, I felt positive at the end of it.
I'd like to see a number two, actually,
Yeah.
so we could maybe see whether our predictions are correct.
Checking on her. I'm still worried
Yeah.
about
Well, I think that brings us to the end, really. So it's been really nice to have a chat, actually, and really kind of go into the crux of this book. And like I said, we both really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, if you've not read it, sorry if we've spoiled it for you, but make sure you go give it a read.
And if you have read it and you want to chat with us about it, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely leave some comments on our social media of what your thoughts were on it.
Lovely. Thank you, Beth. I really enjoyed that. If you'd like to be in with a chance of winning a copy of Nesting, head to Write Your Magazine on Facebook or Instagram to enter our giveaway.
Thanks for tuning into the Write Club. We hope you enjoyed this episode and feel inspired to keep writing. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at Writers Online, your go-to for writing tips, competitions, and exclusive updates. Plus, you'll never miss an episode of the Write Club. Until next time, happy writing.